Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we thank you for being a part of this hour. For those of you who are tuning in by internet, we'd like to let you know that we're an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That on this blog, you have an opportunity of calling in and being asking questions or sharing a comment or whatever the case may be. When the speaker opens up the mic, Also, to call in number, it would be call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And if you have a question, just hit the number 1. And that will pop up on our screen and let us know that you have a question, because all mics will be closed at this time unless the speaker requests that the mics are open. As we move on, we inform you that if you'd like to get on Zoom with a face-to-face, you can go into the Zoom and dial in 505-563-6808. Let me say that again. The Zoom number is 05-563-6808. And the password for that is PSALM23, capital P-S-A-L-M without an S, 23. And that is the passcode to get in for that. And finally, at the end of this message, if you would like to hear it again and share it with someone, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can hear this message in the archive. Share it with a friend, amen? We are to be a blessing to others, so, you know, go into the archives and just allow it to minister to someone's spirit at a time when they may be in need to hear the word, amen? So now we're going to move forward. Of course, you know, we are on our regular schedule with New Jersey with Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. He will be speaking this evening, and we're going to move out of the way and turn it over to him. He has an exciting topic. He has a exciting topic. Thank you for Zoom. For those on Zoom, letting me know that I am muted. I hope that you can hear me at this point now. Okay. Okay, that's the beauty of the chat room segment. We can be informed in terms of what we're doing. But as we move on further, we're going to move on over to New Jersey. Excuse me. New Jersey, and we have none other than our regular scheduled speaker for this evening, Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles out of New Jersey. Pastor Miles, are you there? Pastor Miles, can you hear me? You're muted. Technology, making sure that we're all on one accord. Okay, right now we're waiting for Pastor Miles to figure out what's going on with his end. You are muted if you can hear me. If you can hear me, you are muted. I'm showing that you're muted on your end. And again, we do thank you for participating and being a part of this hour. Pastor Miles. We were communicating. We had a sound check earlier, and everything was good. But we do like to come on early and make sure that we have the sound check in. Okay, while we're doing that, Father God, we come before you to thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for this hour. We ask, Lord, that it be a blessing to the body of the Christ, to the hearers, as the speaker comes forth. We pray that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. We ask that the word, as it goes forth, that we will be humble to hear what thus says the Lord. We know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path, and we thank you for your word. What would we do without your word? It allows us to have traveling grace and peace in the midst of our storms. So we do thank you for your word, for your word. Pastor Miles, you are still muted. Oh, you know what? Let me do something. You know what? That is on my end, Pastor Miles. My apology. God, unbelievable. I think I know what's happening. That's on my end. On my end. You should be able to hear me now.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, there's one thing One thing about technology, if you don't stay up on top of it, things will actually get out of whack quick. We did have sound check earlier, and everything was good to go. But that's neither here nor there at this point. I pray that all is well with all of you who are listening on this evening right now. And Brother Moderator, once again, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to share with the people of God, the Word of God. And I ask that you all have attentive ear on today. I'm excited about this message. And I was wondering who could benefit from this. Because being on Blog Talk Radio for quite some time, we're family here. And we pretty much know each other, but every now and again, we will have some people coming to visit who are first-time listeners. We'll have some other visitors come on. And I was wondering why the Lord has given me such a message. And I'm like, who really can benefit from this, Lord? But it's for somebody at this hour. And I want you to turn in your Bible with me. We're going to go to two portions of Scripture, which are very popular in the church. If you've been in the church any time, you've heard these two. Let's go to Romans, the third chapter. And we're going to go to verse 23. I want you to go to Romans, third chapter, verse 23. And I'm going to be reading from the King James text. And it reads as such, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Put your ribbon there, put a piece of paper there, put an index card, anything there, or your finger. Turn with me now in the book of Romans to the sixth chapter. Just hang a right in your Bible to Romans 6. And we're going to go to verse 23. Once again, coming from the King James. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." And I want to take those two passages of Scripture and reason with your spirit and speak to you from this theme, from this topic, from this thought. Sin ain't your toy. Sin ain't your toy. Now, for all you English teachers out there, I know ain't a word. But please, ride with me on this one. Or sin is not your toy. We all here listening in the Bible study, we all have grown up, be it born a boy or be born a girl. Now, in the process of growing up, when you are born or a girl, you developed, you learned, you matured. Now, in being a boy or being a girl, three phases in being that boy or being a girl. It's the baby phase, the child phase, and the teenager phase. When you get to adulthood, be it man or woman, there are two phases in that. There's young man, older man, young woman, older woman. So in essence, in growing up in life, there is two phases. The first phase has three inside of it. The second phase has two inside of it, the young and the older. Now, in the process of growing up, we all have... I'm gone? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Brother Moderator? If anyone can hear me, please press the number one on your phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me rewind a little bit from the part of which you were. In each part of growing up, be it a boy or be it a girl, there are two phases or stages, I should say, in life. There is boy part, the girl part, or there is also the adult stage. Inside the child part or the boy part, there are three stages in there. There's the baby, there's the child, then there's the teenager. When it comes to the adult phase, there are two phases in that. There's the young man or the young woman, and then there's the older man and the older woman. In all of these phases of life that we go through, there are some things that we use to entertain us called a toy. Some type of game, some type of entertainment, a ball, a jump rope. We will call that a toy, something that we would play with to entertain us. When you're pretty much in school, grades 1 through 5, you got that elementary school ground playing tag, who's going to be it, hide and go seek, jumping rope. When you hit the junior high phase or the middle school, wherever you at in the land and country, whatever it's called, you have that park playing in the yard. Be it playing basketball, playing tennis, whatever the case may be, you have that type of thing. When you're in high school, you have to have that gym experience. When you're in school, maybe you're lifting weights or you're running track or playing basketball or football. You have that thing, that toy that you play with to entertain you, to help you to move on. But then we get to the adult stage where you have that young man and you have that older man. Now, there are times when the young man who just came out of his teenage years, he wants to be about grown man business. But he's never in position at that time to get into grown man business, what he thinks is grown man business. But whatever the case may be, there is some type of thing or some type of toy that young man wants to play with. And there's some older men out there, too, who still have that toy that they want to mess with. Also, remember growing up, my mother would tell me, my father would tell me from time to time, Boy, put that down. That's not yours. That don't belong to you. Now, you're going to mess with it, you're going to get in trouble for something that's not yours. There's always somebody in your life that's going to be that person of wise counsel. They're going to tell you, leave it alone. It's not yours. Put it down. And I'm here to let you know there is a toy out there that many people want to play with. And I'm going to tell you that toy is called sin. Sin is not your toy. Don't play with it. Now, the way you get to that sin is by way of the temptation. Let's go to our scripture. Let's take a look at something here. It says in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, as long as we're in this flesh, we're not going to be perfect. We're not. I'm not talking about a certain type of sin because it's broken down into two parts, which we'll get into later. But I really want you to understand that sin, that thing that you think is a good time, that's not your toy. Because when you get into that, you are actually messing with a toy that belongs to Satan. And Satan wants you to play with that toy. Why does he want you, the seasoned saint, to play with that toy? Why does he want you, the unbeliever, to play with that toy? The reason why he wants you to play with that toy is, number one, he wants to use you. He wants to use you for bad. He wants to use you for what he wants. He wants you to play with that toy. Why? To expose you. He wants to expose something on the inside of you that you're messing with, that you shouldn't be messing with. You shouldn't be out there sinning. You're doing it. You know you're not supposed to be what? Doing it. Now he's going to expose you. Then after he exposes you, when you're playing with a toy that's not yours, then he's going to laugh at you. How many times have you seen people do something, got exposed, now everybody laughing at them? That's what Satan will do to you when you're playing with his toy. And he wants you to play with his toy called sin. And when you actually play with that toy called sin, now you leave yourself not protected. He wants you to be not protected. And then after you're not protected, after he uses you, he exposes you, he laughs at you, left with no protection, then you're going to suffer and fall. Sin is not your toy. Don't play with it. Leave it alone. Now you may say, preacher, well, what would happen if I get tempted? Because that's how it's coming about. I'll get tempted. Well, what's my way out? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. 10th chapter. And I want to take you on over to verse 13. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. You're going to have a way out from that temptation. So if you're playing with that toy called sin after the temptation, you want to play with that toy. And when you play with that toy, You will open yourself up to be used, exposed, laughed at, left unprotected, and people will watch you fall and suffer, especially that sloppy joker. I'm going to stop right there. Ask Brother Moderator to open up all the mics. Are there any questions, comments, concerns at this hour?
Focus, though, I'm on a church thing.
Okay, all mics are open at this time, and there are some questions here, I see. Your mic's open.
Does anyone have anything they want to add, speak upon? Because stop playing with sin, because it ain't your toy. Let's keep going. Stories told. It was many years ago. Stories told of football coach by the name of Bill Parcells, who used to coach here the New York Giants. He coached the Jets, coached the New England Patriots. He also coached the Dallas Cowboys. I remember one year I went down to go watch them play ball. And one of the things that that coach would tell the players was, stay out of those gentlemen clubs. Stay out of those gentlemen clubs. Some of you people who are older may know it as the go-go bar. He said, stay out of there because nothing good comes out of it. And it would be said that nothing good may not come out of it, but there's a whole lot of good on the inside of it. And they would say it for a joke. And he would tell them, if you go to one of these gentlemen clubs and you get in trouble, you will be cut from this team. Here was a man giving wise counsel, telling them not to play with that toy. Brother Moderator, can you please mute the mics?
Question. I don't know any.
Can you not go to those gentlemen clubs? Because if you get in trouble, you will get cut from this team. That means that they would lose their job. Well, one player went. He went, and he got shot. He got shot in the leg. They nursed him back. They doctored him back up, but he got cut from the team. He was playing with a toy that was not his. In the spirit realm, Satan used him, exposed him, laughed at him, left him unprotected. He suffered and fell by losing his job. Stop playing with sin because it ain't your toy. We've already got the scripture that actually said you're going to be tempted, but there will be a way out for you. I'm really trying to drive this home. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. Now, in all instances, it's not going to be, it cannot be a spiritual death, a physical death. It can be a type of death where you lose your job, where you lose that loved one, where you lose that house, where you lose that car, where you lose that money in the bank, all of that stuff that you have worked hard for because you want to play with something that wasn't your toy. Now, we all get tempted, but I want to present this question to you as well. What means more to you, living for Christ and having a testimony, or playing with sin that's not your toy? What means more to you? I'm going to pause right there. Brother Moderator, please open up all the mics. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
And so even though you're being tempted at that time of temptation, you have a choice to do it or not. And that's what dictates our walk. And in life, you will be tempted. You just have to choose which way, which is the right way, God's way.
Amen. Is there enough? Let's look into what I had said earlier at the beginning. I hope it was recorded. I hope you heard it. When I talk about basically two types of sin, you're going to fall up under the personal sins. And I remember being told when I was a little boy in Sunday school that there's the sin of, it would say, commission and the sin of omission. And I never really understood what it meant until I actually got into study. And some of you may have heard it and may not have an understanding. Well, let me give you a basic breakdown of what it's talking about. A sin of commission is actually doing something that's prohibited. And a sin of omission, meaning you missed mark somewhere along the line. Let me give you an example. You're called to testify in court. And you get on the witness stand, and you don't tell the truth. You tell a bold-faced lie. That's the sin of commission. That was strictly prohibited. You did it, and you did it wrong. You know you're supposed to tell the truth. But you lie for whatever the reason may have been. But a person lies basically to deceive the listener. And they also lie because they feel a lie would give them an advantage that the truth will not. Then we have the sin of omission. What was that? Okay, let's use the same example. You're in court. You're on the witness stand. And you're telling the story. You get off the witness stand, but you didn't mean to do it. You just left out a part. You just forgot to tell his part. Well, you missed the mark. You didn't mean to do it blatantly, but you left out a detail that there should have been known. You omitted something out that should have been in, but you never meant to do it. That's the sin of omission. But I want to deal with that one called the sin of commission, or they say commission, where you blatantly playing with something that you're not supposed to. You swinging and swaying in front of that married man. Fellas, you messing around. You and Mrs. Jones got that thing going on, meeting at that same cafe. And after you go one way and she go the other way. And you know you're wrong. You know that man not yours. You know that woman not yours. Why are you playing with sin? Ain't the toy. But there's some people that do that. And then let me share this with you. And then after I share this with you, I hope that you write this down. I'll take it slow. So that you can understand what sin will do. Sin will take you someplace where you don't want to go. Sin will take you somewhere you don't want to go. Number two, sin will cause you to do something you said you would never do. I'll repeat that. Sin will cause you to do something you thought you would never do. Number three, sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Number four, sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Then after it does that, sin will tell you the whole time while you're doing it, you can leave any time you get ready, but you can't check out. Next one, sin blinds, it grinds, and it binds. I like to say it this way, it blinds, it binds, and it grinds. Well, you may say, preacher, that sounds good, it's good head knowledge, but do you have a scripture to go with that? Yes. Turn with me to the book of Judges, the 16th chapter. I'll give you some time to get there. Judges, chapter 16. And when you're at Judges chapter 16, I want you to look at verse 21. Now we are, some of us may have heard of the story about Samson and Delilah and how Samson was actually seduced to be reduced. If you really don't understand that, get a hold of the 16th chapter and get you some good Bible reading. Go start at verse 4 and go all the way to the end of the chapter. Now notice we said it blinds, binds, and grinds. Let's look at verse 21. But the Philistine took him and put his eyes out. They blinded him. The sin blinded him because he did something he wasn't supposed to do. And they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. They blinded him. They binded him. And he did grind in the prison house. He did something he wasn't supposed to do. He was seduced to be reduced, and that sin had him blinded. They bound him, and they grinded him. Playing with something that wasn't his toy. And what did Satan do? Used them, exposed them, laughed at them, left them unprotected, and watched them fall. At this time, I'm going to open up the mics once again for the moderator. We're going to put this in your hand for the people to speak. I like to give them about at least 20 minutes to speak, for whom may have much to say. It's in your hands at this moment.
Mics are open. Comments?
Yes, I just want to say I truly enjoyed the young man this evening. I think that was a wonderful message. It was truly thought out and brought out. I like the way he brought out several things, like playing somewhere that you ain't supposed to play, because we don't always look at it that way. But that's exactly what we tend to do. We tend to take a risk with our Christianity, playing someplace that we're not supposed to play. So I thank God. I got a lot out of it, and I really appreciate it. Amen.
Bless your heart.
Also know your sins will find you out. So even though you may sin in the dark and think that you're hiding from man, you can never hide from God. God sees, and God's all knowing. You know?
That is true. One of the things the late Reverend Clarence Merritt used to always say, you may get by for a while, but you won't get away. And the thing that I want people to understand about when you're going out there, if you were out there to say, if sin was, the reward was immediate, people wouldn't do it. But it's coming. That tomorrow for that seed that was planted is coming. And don't feel that you can fall back on God's grace and God's mercy. He'll forgive me. Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Now there, as I was speaking and as I was bringing this out, I was thinking about the young man or the young woman who's actually prepping now to go back to the universities, the colleges. And one of the things that I had said to a young lady who was getting ready to go away to school, and I said to her, I'm not going to stand here and tell you not to go to these fraternity parties. I'm not going to stand here and tell you not to go to these sorority parties, because you're going. I said, you're going. I said, I know you're going. You know you're going to go. So for me to stay and tell you not to go, you're going. Just to get that experience. There's some to say that you just did it. But this is the type of message I believe that our young people need to hear, especially the ones who are brought up in the church. Sin is not your toy. You don't have to have a good time like that. I pray that this message here, you can always download these messages. You can always come back to the archives. Maybe you could take this message, take some notes from it, and you can use it in your ministry to minister to some of our young people or to some of our seniors who have not accepted Christ. Because you are out of the ark of safety. And the only thing that slimy joker would do is use you, expose you, laugh at you, leave you unprotected. Watch you fall and suffer. Now, with that being said, I'm going to present a question. If you do not know Christ, we here at New Beginnings Ministry will reach out to you. If you want to know Christ and you want to be saved and you're not, or you're questioning, we just ask that you press the number 1 on your telephone. No one else will know but us here. Just press the number 1 on your phone and we will get back to you. This is like the doors of the church are open. You don't necessarily have to tune into us every week, but you can draw from the ministry, receive the word of God from the ministry, And if you need a letter of some sort, if you need some type of support to go somewhere, to another church, to another branch of Zion, New Beginnings Ministry will help you with that new beginning, that new start. But you have to want that new start, that new beginning. And the first thing is I want you to understand, me, Reginald C.A. Miles, want you to understand that sin is not your choice. All you have to do is press the number one. And that's all I have for you on today. Not going to over-talk it. Not going to beat you over the head with it. The invitation is there. For the moderators in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Miles. I'm going to open up a couple of that. Steve, that was had some background noises. And now all mics are open. If you have any final comments, please share at this time. Or anyone on Zoom, if you have a comment, please share at this time. Any final comments?
Praise God. Can I say that was an awesome message, Pastor Miles. I tell you, if I didn't know Jesus, I'd be the first one to press one. But you know, sin will take you a little further than you want to go. And old people used to say, it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And I find that whatever's done in the dark always comes to the light, always. Been there, done that before you got saved. Those that would admit, we done been there. But we come to ourselves. We find fire does burn. We'll burn you. So thank you,
That's
Pastor
right.
Miles. I've been listening, enjoyed your message so, so much. God bless you. Thank you so, so much. And I'm going to share that. I'm going to share that with my young folks. I don't know about nobody else, and old folks too. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Gloria. Mother Gloria called into the ministry. Is there another? Final comments. Please, your mic is open. Amen. Amen. I see a lot of numbers on here, and no one has said anything, so I'm going to make my comment. Pastor Miles, thank you for, I thought it was a interesting topic in terms of sin is not, is not your toy. And oftentimes people tend to play with sin and feel that they're not going to be affected by it. I like the scriptures you said, you know, you stated that we all fall short. Meaning that we all sin. We all sin. But do we tend to play with it? You know, or do we ask for forgiveness or repentance, you know, for that? So I thought it was an intriguing message in the way you brought it about and how we tend to play with it and not take it for granted. So I do thank you for bringing that, you know, to our attention and just reminding us that it is not a thing to play with. We have to make sure that if we are going to be what Christ requires us to be or even become, we just can't play with sin and expect everything to work out. We will be unprotected as we go forth and we will fall short. So that tends to be the path that, you know, that many will take, end up falling short simply because they end up playing with it and playing with it too long. So thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Pastor Miles, would you please close us out in prayer? And again, thank you so much for always availing yourself to come forth to share a word. And we do appreciate you. We do on Blog Talk Radio, New Beginnings Ministry. We do appreciate you.
Bless your heart, and once again, thank you for having me. I I really enjoy the ministry and being part, as I like to say, being the son of the ministry, being the son of New Beginnings Ministry. It really means a lot. But I'm curious to know, is my father in the ministry out here? Is Archbishop Palmer, Dad, are you on the line?
Archbishop Palmer, are you on? Okay, I know I did talk to him earlier.
He was going to try to be on.
Right, he's trying to do multitasking.
Correct. And, well, as I like to say, are all hearts and minds clear before we close out? Because if there's something on your mind and on your heart right now, please bring it to the table. And once again, if you don't know Christ, all you have to do is press number one on your phone, and we will get back to you. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, thanking you for your word. Thank you for the day that you have brought forth. Now, Lord, as we go forth, Lord, let the word seep deep down in our hearts and in our spirit, man. Lord, allow us to eat it up, digest it, live it out, and to go share one with another. Let them know that there are many things out there that we can have for entertainment. There are many things out there that we can play with, but that one thing called sin is not our toy. Let our hearts be convicted from this day forward, and we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Touch us. Bless every home that's represented here. And Lord, we ask right now that you release your angels around all of us. Seal it with your Holy Spirit and cover us with your Son's precious blood. And we ask all of this in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, who's married, who died on the cross, put into the tomb, and came up in the third day with all power in his hand. We ask this in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. So we do have something going on with the studio. Our music band, for some reason, seems to not be working. So, again, thank you all for tuning in and being a part of this hour. We do appreciate you and your presence. May God bless you.
God bless you.
Can look beyond the